Once again, The Ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Sucking on chili dog. Sucking on a dog. Sucking on chili dog. Sucking on chili. Sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on chili dog.
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
Read a history book, Monty.
Yeah, read a history book, Monty. Sweet spot at Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm. Ticket stock 2026. Shout out to Glenn Gulletson. I think he enjoyed us.
I heard him. He was really good,
guys. We might have to just steal him.
Yeah,
we're keeping Dutch.
Is she still here?
He's some. Yeah,
Gulletson still here.
Why? You got something else for him?
No, I just. So I keep my leg up on this chair, and I noticed when he was sitting there.
Which one?
The non one.
The non leg.
Which number, so I know not to sit in your leg juice.
I'll burn it. He was sitting right there, and I noticed he looked over and looked at it, and I saw he kind of turned up his nose, so I put it down. I was just kind of self-conscious. I don't think he deals with a lot of Monty's in his line of work.
You should have just brought it up, the elephant in the room, so it's... Like, oh, yeah,
just
by the
exposure
way, this is
therapy.
You're like, hockey injury coach.
Let's talk about it.
I got to meet Kevin James, though.
He's dealing with elite athletes every day.
Just
I don't think he was prepared.
Keep telling him that you're good friends with Kevin James. That's all you have to do.
Yeah. I don't think that'd get me very far.
It's really no big deal, though.
Were you guys able to get past how amazing his hair is?
I asked him about it, and I felt like he was a titch defensive.
Defensive.
He said he gets it a lot from the radio guys, which I guess means y'all.
Yeah.
Well, I asked him what product he uses, and he just said generic gel.
He said gel.
I don't believe him.
There's something about Mary Gel?
Like L.A. Looks or something from
L.A. Looks.
The 90s, Bob.
Aquanet.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Moose.
In fact, here's a funny, if it's possible, here's an Aquanet anecdote. My mom claimed that if I kept using it, I might lose my hair.
Were you using a lot of it?
Stubborn Bob.
And honestly, I don't think she has any idea what she's talking about.
Wait, okay, so was your mom's dad, because that's the genetic path that you take for hair, does your mom's dad have hair?
Oh, good, he's walking into it. Bear trap. Yeah. He died when I was like one.
Okay, but the photos that you saw.
Way to go.
It was before photos.
Was there a painting?
He certainly had less hair than like you.
Okay.
That's everybody.
Your granddad must have had a mane.
I would say.
So had he survived, he would have been bald.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think he probably died in his late 60s, but so that's my mom's dad. My dad's dad, as I've told you guys a few times.
Oh, he's like 100 and he's got a lot of hair.
Is 103, will be like 104 in a month and a half, and I don't think he's ever lost a hair.
Not one.
It's amazing. Like he does not need a hat out in the sun.
What about Arnie?
He's got a John Lennon.
Arnie's struggling. Not as bad as me, but it might be because he likes the Tony Kornheiser. If I let the remaining hair grow out, maybe I can sort of fool some people.
You got the big
people.
Urn?
bowling movie, Kingpin.
Big urn.
There's a little windy Bill Murray in there,
But were you a heavy Aquanet guy? Was that your thing?
In my hair prime, which lasted roughly 2 weeks, I probably used...
What a Lynch sanity your hair prime was.
I probably used a reasonable amount of Aquanet. You wanted to keep that feathered Steve Alford look in place.
Did you use it while playing basketball?
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Start seeing locks of it on the carpet?
Well, it didn't happen mid-game.
Roger Maris? Yeah.
The vacuum breaks because of all the hair.
Because of the booing and all.
All right, 3 o'clock, Ham Radio.
Thank you, Mino. ET's Market and Bakery and Gimme the Vin brings you Lower Body Injury Monto.
Thank you very much, Ham. Well, you've already heard from them, but they are out here as well at Ticket Stock. It is the hard line. Bob Corby. Let's give it up for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
in America.
You know what I like? I like the Chiloso logo.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty badass.
Okay,
yeah.
Buddy.
If you just look at it.
You know what? I think it's fire, Corby.
It is totes fire.
Because there's fire
on it.
It's
like a flame.
Yeah.
So the Rangers moved the entire spring training down here.
Yeah,
Rangers.
I know.
Pitchers and catchers are over there.
Yeah. Alejandro Osuna's taking some cuts
They're
right now.
They're all packed in a bounce house right now.
Very confusing spring training.
Baseball? This guy's got a decent swing, though. See if he can hit leadoff.
Look at that.
Yeah, he got under that one.
Made contact.
Good launch angle. Today is Friday, Feb 20th, the 51st day of 2026.
Friday.
314 days are left in the year. It is National Love Your Pet Day.
Oh.
Which is why we saw the dog here, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It's National Comfy Day. Ooh. And International Pipe Smoking Day.
What fee?
Mm.
What so kind of pipe?
I bet you'd like
whatever
that.
Whatever you got.
J.R. Smith.
Did y'all
big
have,
day for him.
Did y'all have a dad or uncle or grandpa that smoked out of a pipe?
My grandfather did.
I always thought it was cool and it smelled good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had the, next to his easy chair, he had a little side table with an ashtray and his pipe and then his tobacco urn or whatever.
How's that industry going?
When's the last time you saw anybody smoking out of a pipe?
San Francisco.
It's been a long time, but
really?
We saw a dude smoking crack.
Not a glass
no,
pipe.
No, not
that counts.
Crack.
No, we did. We got like secondhand high from crack.
If you were wondering what was up with us.
Yeah. If you're wondering why we're acting weird on Tuesday.
Wow. What if we brought the pipe back?
Again. I like the way it smelled.
Same.
Is it bad, real bad for you, like cigarettes and stuff?
Probably.
Gosh, who is the last person you've seen smoking a pipe? That sounds great.
I know.
Just kind of.
And I like the way the whole.
You would hold it like this, sort of?
Yeah, you like this.
Like this?
You hold the
keep going. Like your cup and a
maybe
sack.
Give it a tickle. I don't know.
Like the undercarriage, and you would
got to support the undercarriage.
And you always seem smarter too than you would if you were smoking a cigarette.
It would go well with reading a book.
You could accentuate a point.
Maybe a history book.
Yeah,
and we need a pipe.
I'll give it a go.
Does anybody
about
out here have
Iojima.
One? Who's a pipe smoker?
Read a history.
No
book.
No one has a pipe.
What about a pole smoker?
All right, how many people in here smoke cigarettes?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
A handful.
I feel like a lot of liars just didn't say a word.
But if I'm assuming there are tobacco stores, they got to still
carry it. Tobacco store?
Yeah, smoke shop.
Absolutely.
For those who haven't jumped over to the full other side, they have to deal in all types, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are tobacco.
You know, in a pinch, a corncob pipe works really good.
For weed?
Or an apple.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Whatever you need, yeah.
It's better than an apple or a Coke can.
Yeah, a Taco Bell cup.
A Coke can.
Or two Coke cans.
How beaten is that?
Oh, it's beaten.
But it works.
Yeah, it does.
On this date in the year 1907, President Theodore Roosevelt signed an Immigration Act which excluded idiots, imbeciles, feeble-minded persons, epileptics, and insane persons, among others, from being admitted to the United States.
How'd they tell?
Well, then how did we get one for a president?
There he is.
L4.
I'm sorry, sir. You're an imbecile.
You can't let you in.
Just throw some quick multiplication at him.
Welcome to America. 9 times 9.
In 1944, this is a big one for Ham. The Batman and Robin comic strip premieres in newspapers.
That's when history started.
In 1962, John Glenn becomes the first American to orbit Earth aboard the Friendship 7.
He was awarded that great
orbit Earth
Letterman jacket.
In 1998, Tara Lipinski becomes the youngest Olympic figure skating.
Oh no!
Skater, I guess, to win a gold medal. I kind of weird
figure skating skater
and still
how old was she? Yeah,
almost went to screensaver there.
I mean, she's your age,
same
Sean,
age.
So it's fine.
She's been hot my whole life.
That's true. You can say that.
Was she like 17 or something when it was
16.
Yeah.
16.
16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You're a little excited.
See, she's older than me, so I can say she's hot.
Okay. All right.
Introduce me.
And in the year 2003, Corby, are you sitting down?
2003. What bad could have happened? Go on.
Well, a pyrotechnics display.
Oh, God.
My goodness.
At the Station nightclub, set ablaze during a concert by rock band Great White, killing 100 and injuring 300 others.
They were alive and having fun.
I just have one question, Dave. What became of the cars?
Right, because cars need drivers. Not anymore, though. Now that we have Waymo.
Yeah, Waymo could just
empty out that parking lot.
Welcome the parking lot into their family.
So that happened on a Friday night, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, because we did it the next morning.
Yeah, we rushed you guys right to the air.
Hurry up. Get our top guys on it.
Is that when...
we have a tragedy roundtable. Rant.
Is that when the rant was banned from road shows after that?
Do we get in trouble?
I don't know. I know there was a show that caused us to not be sold for a really long time.
I think that was you and the JFK thing.
No, it wasn't that.
Was it the space shuttle episode?
No, we handled that brilliantly.
That was a Saturday morning.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So much news broke on a Saturday during the rant.
They wait for you guys.
Yeah, they're smart to wait for their crashes.
So many people having fun.
To re-enter the Earth's atmosphere.
Do you want to reissue your line, Corby?
I said... I didn't say that.
Do it as simple.
Well, clarify, please.
I said... It's just weird, because I think pictures were starting to trickle out that they were all there... having fun and watching a concert, and that turned into they were having fun and then they were having not fun.
They were alive and having fun and then
unalive and having not fun.
And those cars need drivers.
It's so weird when you see the parking lot and there's all these cars. I had the exact same vibes, though, when that over Christmas break when that fire happened in Switzerland, because the pictures started to come out of that entire bar firing off champagne bottles with sparklers attached to the cork.
Into the thatched roof of the bar?
Yes, into...
the champagne supernova.
Into a bar made of hay. Hmm. And they were having fun, too.
Yeah.
Was it owned by one of the little pigs?
Yeah. It might as well have been.
Yeah, wow. They need to build their tinder. Next bar out of brick.
Let that be a lesson. When you are having fun, just be aware that you could quickly be having not fun.
Keep it in perspective.
Mainly,
just have some fun.
Be careful with fire. That's the bottom line.
Right. All right, birthdays. Charles Barkley is 63.
Terrible. Mm.
Stephon Marbury, 49.
Starberries.
What'd those shoes cost?
Like $12?
Yeah. How long do they last? A practice?
If I still wear mine. Yeah.
Are you serious?
They were so terrible.
Justin Verlander.
I'm going to get three pairs of these.
43.
Future Ranger.
Spencer Patton, 38.
Ranger.
Former Ranger.
Was that the Danny
Rangers
mistake?
I think so, right?
Would it surprise you, gentlemen?
Well, when lunch with the Rangers.
Would it surprise you, gentlemen, if
I think it was
Danny
Spencer
Rooster
Patton.
Decided to... Yeah.
Spencer Patton, yeah.
Again, in the ninth inning at 4:45 in the afternoon.
Man, why is it dark out at noon?
They're playing in Minnesota. What time zone is this?
Eriksson Profar, 33.
Boy. Think of...
Bring him home.
All the promises.
Oh, my God.
Water is for sharks and stuff, Bob. Yep.
Water is for sharks and stuff.
No. Luis Severino, 32. Whoa. Mitch McConnell is 84.
Bitches.
That guy alive.
He's doing great.
Happy birthday, Mitch.
Is that the guy that always falls asleep?
Yeah, he goes screensaver mode.
Yeah, just
more
sit
like
there.
Catatonic, right?
Yeah.
French Stewart, 62.
He's always had bee sting face.
Third Rock? Third Rock from the Sun?
Yeah.
Now.
When's he going to be in a Marvel movie?
As what?
I don't know.
Frenchie, bee sting whatever guy? He wants.
They're not going to make up a superhero called Bee Sting Guy. Cindy Crawford is 60.
Hubba Hubba.
Oh, man.
Northern Illinois.
A Husky?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were just yelling out of college.
No, I...
He is sports stern, folks.
Learned that when...
South Florida.
We had a game at Northern Illinois.
Never left
the brain pan. LaShawn Johnson as well.
Did you go see where she dormed?
Did not, but I was definitely scanning the crowd to make sure she wasn't there.
Yeah.
Did you get
another UNI game?
Did you get a mole tattoo?
She definitely doesn't want to miss when Liberty comes to town.
Had to back out of a film.
Brian Luttrell of the Backstreet Boys is 51. He's the one that can't sing anymore. Mm. Trevor Noah, 42.
Is he still dating Emily Ratajkowski? No, she's plowed through.
She's dating Bear, right?
That's right.
No, he's married to Joakim.
From Reservation Dogs?
Yes.
Or from Game Day?
Miles Teller, 39.
I wish it was Bear from Game
He's hunky.
Isn't he dating Dua Lipa?
Well, I like Penn State in this game.
I think they're engaged now.
What a jerk he is.
Idiot.
Rihanna, 38.
Or no. Callum Turner.
Callum, yeah.
Yeah, Callum Turner's with Dua Lipa. Oh.
And Olivia Rodrigo is 23.
Golly, what a big day.
Bob.
And.
What did I say?
That is right in your Venn diagram.
You have Olivia Rodrigo.
I feel
comment?
Like I was up for an e-break because
you're trying.
You're thinking about Jenna Ortega.
No.
You were doing the math on when she got her driver's license.
I
plow through that.
Wisconsin and Texas have two different.
So we got like 4 years.
No, I was doing the math because
no way I can wait that long.
I believe she was like re-releasing an album on the 7th year anniversary of her album.
I got my driver's license. I'm gonna take it on the road.
She was.
All right, turning 68 today is the birthday of one Shawn Michaels. Who has been in 2,807 films.
Not the Heartbreak Kid.
Not the father of the crotch shot.
Yeah.
He's done a lot of crotch stuff, but not that one.
No.
He was in films such as Too Hung to Tongue.
God.
Adventures of Mr. Tootsie Pole. Fill a Manila with your big black drilla. Obama is Nailin' Palin.
Oh.
I saw that one.
And then, Corby, if you'd like to read any of these class, just for the ticket stock crowd.
Bitch.
I marked four that you could read.
Snake.
Ham, go ahead and put your finger over the button, if you could, please.
Now we find out if Corby's at ticket stock or the snake is at ticket stock.
Snake.
They're
changing his name.
All right. My black stepdaddy disciplined me. Now my pee is sore.
Wordy title.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Corby.
Well,
Glenn Gullison just walked by again.
Welcome to Ticket Stock, everybody.
Looks like Snake.
Yeah.
Seven.
Pudge just did the Simpsons gif in and out. Born this day now dead.
Oh, my.
Walter Becker.
Oh, no.
Ivana Trump.
Is that the one that's buried in the sand trap?
Yeah.
On 16?
Right on Amen's Corner. And Kurt Cobain.
Not every corner at a golf course is Amen.
And down the stay still dead, Frederick Douglass.
Five.
He's kind of glossed over Kurt Cobain.
Black.
Probably all should go home.
He's a great debater, though.
Three. And that's why today doesn't suck.
Stephen Douglas.
Justin,
we'll let you guys go. Stay healthy. Stay away from Coke.
Two nails.
by four.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.